This is episode 1022. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I hope all is well as you get ready to settle yourself in to meditate, or maybe you're out walking and doing errands, or even getting ready to drift off to sleep. It's all fine. Whatever stage you are on this meditation journey is just fine. Honor yourself as you go through this process and know that this is a journey. We don't all begin sitting down, meditating, and instantly going into deep relaxation. For most people, it takes a little transition time where you get used to sitting in stillness, or even getting used to doing different techniques that might help you feel calmer, such as a breathing technique or repeating a positive statement or relaxing different areas of your body. All these things help you to start to feel calmer. And when you do meditate and you do these techniques, they help you go deeper into your meditation. So I am Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every single day on the podcast. And each meditation technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. And our theme this week is stress breakthroughs. So each episode this week, we've explored a different stress that you may want to break through. So we've explored how you might want to break through mental challenges, mindset stress, physical stress in your body. You gave yourself a happiness breakthrough, and you also gave yourself a confidence breakthrough. Well, today we're exploring perhaps one of the most important areas of your life, and that is relationships. So you'll be doing a technique to help you as you create a relationship breakthrough. And I always share with you every single Friday. This is for a Friday's episode, although you can listen to these episodes in any order you want. But on Friday, which is always day 6 of the series, I like to share with you an herbal tea. That's because the herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. And so I will share an herb with you. I'll start off with the herb, and then we'll get you going with your meditation technique. So the herb for the stress breakthrough series we're exploring is an herb you are very likely familiar with. It's an herb, though, that you may not realize really how powerful it is, and that is the herb lemon balm. So lemon balm, it can do many good things for you. It helps to relieve stress, anxiety. It also helps to improve your sleep. It eases indigestion. It helps if you have stomach pain or bloating. So this is what the herb can do for you. It's just a few of the benefits of this wonder herb, lemon balm. But as always, you want to make sure that any herb you try, even a seemingly harmless, friendly herb like lemon balm, that it's not going to interfere with any kinds of medications you may be taking, or if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. So always check with your physician. Now, don't be afraid of the herbs. Just respect them and make sure that they're not going to interfere with anything else you have going on with you. And I recommend that you try steeping the leaves, not the powdered dust in a tea bag, but rather the leaves of the herb in water. Bring water to boiling, then turn it off, and then add 1 or 2 teaspoons, which is 5 or 10 milliliters of the leaf. It can be fresh lemon balm, or I think dry is the best. And put it in the water. So you might put it into 1 to 2 cups of water, which is 240 to 480 milliliters. Cover it with a lid. This keeps in the steam, which carries so much of the goodness of the herb, and steep it for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you can pour it, straining the herbs, and you can add honey or lemon, and it will make a beautiful, very beneficial drink for you as you do stress breakthroughs. So now, let's do the technique for a relationship breakthrough. And I'm going to be sharing with you today the wisdom of someone you likely have heard of, and I'm a big fan of his. And I thought, what better person to help you experience a relationship breakthrough than Tony Robbins. So Tony Robbins is a powerful coach who helps people to become their very best that they can be. He offers all kinds of workshops, and he helps people with all aspects of their life. He puts on these amazing conventions where everybody shows up, and there are thousands of people, and he guides people through an entire weekend, helping them transform some area of their life. So here's what Tony Robbins has to say about relationships. He explains how the real challenge in relationships, and really every other area of your life, is really all about emotional fitness. And this is contrary to what many people believe, where how you act in a relationship has to do with where you come from or your environment or how you were raised. But according to Tony, the most influential factor is really how emotionally fit you are. So what is an emotionally fit person? Well, an emotionally fit person, he describes as someone who is passionate, playful, exuberant. And an emotionally unfit person is someone who's depressed, angry, or frustrated. So think about where you are in regard to your relationships. And I love this quote that Tony shares. He says, "It takes no courage to be a pessimist, to believe it's not going to work." So he explains that in order to experience a relationship breakthrough, you must master your emotions. Mastering your emotions is easy, and it doesn't mean you have to fake, repress, or hide your emotions, or even practice positive thinking. He says that it's all about seeing things as they are, not worse than they are, just as they are. And then to see it as better than it is, creating a vision. When there's no vision of your relationship being better than it is, or having the potential to be so, this is when relationships go downhill. Once you have the vision, you have to make it the way you see it, then take action and give it your all. So, for your technique today, this is a spin off of the wisdom from Tony Robbins, and these are questions he suggests asking yourself. So take this into your meditation when you consider your relationships and how fit you are emotionally. Ask yourself, do you tend to see things worse than they are in your relationship or in any other area of your life? Do you tend to see them worse than they are? And next, ask yourself this question. Is there a vision in your relationship? And if you are single and you want a relationship, is there a vision of this possibility? And finally, take this into your meditation. What can you do to make this vision a reality? Sit with this a while, focusing on how you feel, opening yourself up to possibilities. You could repeat the affirmation out loud or silently to yourself. Peace flows within me. Seeing about creating a vision for your relationships. Really seeing it as you meditate. And what can you do to make this vision a reality? And if you'd like to explore meditation a little deeper, and maybe you're new to meditation and you'd like to learn how to meditate, I share every day a full guided 30-minute meditation using these same techniques, guiding you through a meditation over at a subscription membership site that I have. It's called Slow Down Nation, and you can find that at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you get access to over 1,000 meditations, a private Facebook group, and a journal and guide customized to go with each weekly series. Again, if this sounds like something that you might like to explore, just head over to sipandom.com and you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free. Now take these powerful questions to give yourself a relationship breakthrough. Tony says it doesn't have to take a lot of time. When you ask yourself these questions, you know what you need to do in a relationship. And you also know whether the relationship is going to allow you to sustain your vision of what it could be. Go into your meditation, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.